today, asking, Lord God, that you would just minister, Lord God, to each and every one of these needs, each one of these family members, Lord, today. We just ask, Lord, for your touch and for your healing and for your work to be done. Lord, we pray for Elsie Price this morning, Lord God. We know, Lord, what it seems and what it looks like, but we know that you're still the one that is able to perform, Lord, a healing touch, Lord, and for a miracle to take place. You are the God of the impossible, Lord, and we're just continuing to believe and trust in you, knowing that you're able to come through, Lord God. We just pray that you would just enter into that hospital room today, that the presence of the Lord would just fill that place, God, with your peace that only you're able to provide. Lord, we just ask, Lord, today that you would be, Lord God, with Gaylord Roper, Lord. We just pray that you just minister to him, Lord. We continue, Lord God, and we even pray for Jonathan Lester, Lord. Lord, both of these great men, Lord, they're dealing with cancer, but we know that, Lord God, that you are the healer, Lord, of every form of cancer, every form, Lord, of disease, no matter what we're facing or that we're going through, you are the healer of all. And Lord, you said by your stripes that we are healed, and we hold and cling to that promise today, and we speak it and declare it by faith, knowing, God, that you are able, Lord, to come through. Lord, we just pray, Lord, for the family of Julia Potter. Lord, we just pray that you would just comfort this family during this need, Lord, during this time of loss. Lord, I just pray that you'd comfort them with your peace, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. Lord, I just pray that you'd wrap your arms around them today, Lord God, just assure them, God, of your love, of your goodness, and of your peace for them. Lord, I pray for every need today, every unspoken request today, no matter what those are they're facing or going through. Lord, I just pray that you'd minister to them today, Lord. Provide everything that they are in need of. Lord, we thank you in advance today. We thank you for answered prayers. We thank you for miracles. And we thank you for what you continue to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We do want to thank our sponsors now. Apostle Casey Elliott is the leader at Prophetic Voice Ministries, 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City. They have Sunday school at 9:30, church at 11, church again at 6 o'clock on Sunday. And then on Tuesday evening, they have a prayer service, and on Thursday evening, they have Bible study. Of course, Joshua's Crossing Ministries right here in the Promise Center. We're so appreciative of them and the fact that they have this wonderful building where several different organizations meet, but also we're allowed to have the Hour of Power here each morning. Keep Les in your prayers as his life has changed quite a lot with the passing of his sweet wife around Christmas time. Donna went to be with the Lord. The Refuge Church is now at 18304 East 1140 Road. And I checked this out yesterday just because I couldn't remember exactly where it was. But from Four Corners, which is Highway 6 and 283, it's 3 miles west, and then it's a couple of miles south from that corner. They have services on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock Sunday school, 10:45 Sunday worship, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, and then Wednesday evening Bible study at 7, and they have youth group at 7. If you need more information, you can call Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey at 729-0956. And now let's hear from some of our other sponsors. As I mentioned earlier in the program, Grants Auction is our Facebook sponsor today.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grants Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
Bardice and Ford was recently awarded the Ford President's Award for the 5th time. We want to thank our customers as we celebrate this prestigious award. We love what we do, and you're the reason we're the number one auto dealer of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle.
They're loyal to me, and I'm loyal to them. For us at PK & Company, we always buy our vehicles at Barbara Dawson Ford, now and forever.
All of us here at Hutchinson Oil love the people and the trucks we get at Barber Dyson.
I buy all my family vehicles as well as my company vehicles for Smith Ag from Barber Dyson.
Come experience the difference at Barber Dyson Ford and check us out at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us pray.
Oops, we almost had the outro, but we are not ready for the outro. We're ready to hear more about keep believing. Keep believing.
Amen. So we're talking about keep believing this morning, and you know, just continue to have that faith, keeping the encouragement in the Lord. And we're going to talk about the second part is how we speak, what we speak into our life, how we pray, how we take in the Word of God. And so the Bible tells us that we either can speak life or that we can speak death into our life by our tongue. It tells us that it's the rudder of our life, that it controls our direction, it can control everything. And so if we're not careful on how we speak, what we say, it can completely consume our mind, our heart, our thinking, everything in us.
Can shipwreck us.
It can. It can. Yes, it can. You know, we have His promise, so we can speak Scripture. We can speak by faith. We can speak by power, and we have all these things. You know, I was, you know, just thinking about this, about the children of Israel in the wilderness, how they wandered for 40 years. And how the Lord still kept them and maintained them for 40 years in the wilderness. They were not where they were supposed to be at, but God still kept them where they're at. Mm-hmm. And it's the same for us, even spiritually. We can be doing all the right things. God can still be able to keep us, but still not be where He desires us to be. And so we've got to keep, you know, just keep searching, keep speaking, keep believing, knowing that the Lord is going to take us to not just where we're at right now, but where He really desires us to be. And so here's some things that it's going to, it's what I put down, it's going to take. We must believe that it is for us and that it is for right now. That's what we've got to believe for. You know, if we can't believe that it's for us and if we can't believe that it's for right now, how are we going to be able to help others around us? How are we going to be able to pray and believe for someone else if we can't even believe it for our own selves? The second one is we must start declaring and proclaiming the Word of God, not just into our spirit, but have we ever prayed and have we ever spoken Scripture back to the Lord when we prayed and when we were asking Him, you know, if we need healing in our body? You said in your Word, amen, by your stripes, I am healed. That's what you said. You know, and you can say, you know what? I proclaim and receive that for my life this very moment. And so it just goes back to the believing that in faith. Several scriptures we can do that with, powerful passages. I just have a few here. One of them is in Matthew chapter 18, verses 18 and 20. And it says this, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Amen. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Mark chapter 11, verses 23 and 24 reads this, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, that's a key right there, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. And I like this last part. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them.
Amen.
I love that part. And you will have them. And so we've got to continue to speak to those things that we need God to do. And so, you know, it just goes back to, you know, breaking that root off of our life, breaking those things off of our life. And we do that by Scripture, saying, God, you said this, I believe it, I receive it, I know it's for me, I know it's for every single person, you know. And so I cut the root of everything that the enemy tries to do and tries to come in and tries to bring deception and deceive us. And that's what we're seeing today, is we're seeing a lot of deception. We're seeing lots of things trying to clog our mind and our thinking. But we've just got to break those things off of our life. And we just got to speak them by faith. Every day, we walk and move and breathe, amen, in our deliverance, in our healing, in our breakthroughs. We can walk those things out. We may be in the toughest storm at that moment, but the Lord's able to bring us out of that storm.
Mm-hmm.
Many times where it could be, just like the children of Israel, what it would be just a number of days, took them 40 years, is the same for us. Our storms that we're facing every single day, we're really only one step away
mm-hmm.
from our miracle.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so we just continue to speak to those things that we need God to do. We ask Him to break those attachments off of our life. You know, just saying, you know what, you can't, you know, to speak, declare, you know, to the Lord, you know, and telling the enemy, you know, you can't have me, you can't have my life, can't have my children, can't have my family, and just continue to pray and speak that. Because the Lord says this in His word. The Lord says, we have not
because we ask not. That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, just by simply asking, refusing to ask, not asking anything, we could be missing out on what the Lord has for us. Mm-hmm. And so.
Well, I think some things we just don't think about praying about.
Yeah.
We've had hay fever. Well, we've always had hay fever. So we don't pray about that.
Yeah.
Or we have a headache. So what do? We go get a Tylenol instead of praying about it.
Yeah.
I mean, we just, some things we just take in stride.
Right.
And we shouldn't. We should ask. I mean, I didn't realize that, and I've told this story a jillion times in the last 16 years. I had hay fever all my life, and I went to see this company man one day when I was still doing oil field years ago, and I was sneezing and carrying on. I said, I'm sorry, I mowed the yard last night. I just got this hay fever today, and he knew I was a godly person, and he said, have you ever prayed about it? And I hated to admit, no, I had never prayed about hay fever. Now, how crazy is that?
Yep.
And so I left that location, went out on the county road, pulled off on the shoulder, and stopped right then, bound the enemy, declared that healing in me, that that would not be on me anymore, period. And it was not.
Yeah.
That was the end of the hay fever, period. And yeah. I mean, I just had the watering eyes and the sneezing and the carrying on. At the drop of a hat, I would have that. And that was the end. About 2 weeks later, I got a little flare of it again. I'm like, oh, no, Lord, I'm not having this. Satan, I'm not having this. I refuse to let this come back on me again.
Right.
Get the heck out of here.
Yes.
You know, I am well. I am healed. I do not have hay fever, period.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. And, you know, we have that power and that authority to do that. Mm-hmm. Many times we don't realize how much power and authority that we do have.
Well, we just don't think we do.
And
we're not God.
You know, we just stay down and we stay defeated.
Uh-huh.
But that comes out to actually one of the last points I'm going to talk about today is everything that we're in need of. We're talking about continuing to believe, keep believing for those miraculous things, those things that said, you know what, that's impossible. Yeah, what's impossible, it may be impossible to us, but it's not impossible for God to do. But everything that we're needing the Lord to do in our life, no matter what it may be, physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever it is, everything that we're in need of lives on the inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? Where is the miracle? Where is the healing? Where is it? It's living on the inside of us. And that's the way the Lord works. The Lord works many times on the inside out. We want Him to do all this stuff on the outside when really the Lord is saying, you know what, I'm doing my work on the inside and I'm working it from the inside out. And so you may be saying, you know, how can you say that? Because when Christ left, He came to live inside of us by His Holy Spirit, so now He lives inside of us. And the Bible even tells us, amen, the same power that raised the dead, the same power that raised, that opened blinded eyes and deaf ears, all these miracles that turned water into wine, all that same power lives on the inside of us. And so what he does is he takes what's on the inside of us, amen, he takes our faith, he takes our confidence, he takes our determination, he takes us not giving in, us not giving up, and he uses all those things to be working on the inside so that they can be manifest on the outside. And that's a strong word that he gave me actually early yesterday morning. He said, don't be discouraged, don't get down, keep believing and knowing that what's stirring and happening on the inside is and going to, it will be manifest on the outside. And mm-hmm. So that should encourage our listeners today. They're praying, believing, but it seems like it's one dead end after another. Know that the Lord is doing his work on the inside and just keep believing that it will come forth and show itself on the outside.
Amen. Amen.
And so we just got to keep trusting in the Lord, proclaiming his faithfulness. And, you know, all these promises, as we said, as his power and all lives on the inside of us, all those promises lives in us, and he'll start pulling those promises out from inside of our life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What testimonies have gone forth even this morning, those testimonies. What testimonies are is those promises of God that's been pulled out of our life. That's why we can't be silent.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we can't be quiet on what God is doing, because God's pulling all that goodness from out from inside of us. Amen. And it strengthens and helps all those around us. Everybody needs to hear our testimony,
mm-hmm.
our personal testimony. Somebody needs to hear it continually. Amen. And so my last point is we must not let doubt, we must not let self-doubt hold us back from what the Lord wants to do, because he wants to do more than we can think, see, or imagine. And that's one of the hardest things, is allowing and letting self-doubt take over our life, our thinking. And that's what the enemy wants to do, is he always wants us to question the word. He always wants us to question our faith, question whether God is still there, able to come through. He's always going to remind us how far back we failed. He's always going to remind us, you know, where we were in the past. But that's what's so that's what's so powerful about Jesus Christ, is Jesus Christ always reminds us and shows us our future, our potential, where we're able to go. The enemy will always remind you and show you your past. You know why that is? Because the enemy's future is he's going to be defeated. He's going to be in hell. He's going to be where he's supposed to be. And guess where we're going to be? We're going to be with Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And you know, whenever the enemy reminds you of your past, something my spirit parents, my pastors taught me, it's something that they shared with me whenever I first started coming back to church, when I made that decision. Pastor Dwight told me, he said, your future is not determined by your past.
That's right.
But by how you respond to God.
Yes.
Today. Mm-hmm. And I want to add to that, every day you wake up is today. Respond.
Amen. Amen. Respond. So.
And the proper, God loves us so much that he sent his only son,
mm-hmm.
not to condemn us,
right.
but to give us a way back home, to show us the way back home to Abba.
Amen. Lord always makes a way to go back to him. But the most important thing, you know, we're talking about continuing to believe, continuing to trust. What we've got to understand is no one can do it for you. We can listen to all the messages, hear it all, but until we say, it's not going to be possible without the Lord. It's going to continue to be a shaky, rocky way, but with the Lord, it's going to be a little easier. And until I get to my mind and my realization that it's not going to happen without the Lord, nothing's going to change. And so we've got to make the decision. This is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to live. This is how I'm going to speak. You know, this is how I'm going to, continue to stay in the Word, read my Bible. Until we make that own choice and that own decision, that own mindset for ourselves, nothing's going to change. You're going to continue to stay in that mindset of doubt and disbelief, not believing it. But when we continue to lean on God, it always gives us that hope and that joy. And He always has everything that we're in need of for that mm-hmm. day. Amen.
You know, you were talking about things in the past that the enemy keeps throwing up to you. And I just found years ago what I finally did was just go, I don't want to think about any of those bad things in the past. So take these from, Lord, take these from my mind unless I need to use something from my past to help someone else, to help them get through a hard time. Otherwise, I don't want to be thinking about those bad times where I stumped my toe, period. And, you know, we've talked about this many times. I can't really relate to or talk to people who have an issue maybe with drugs. I've never been there. Marriage, I failed that a couple of times. I can speak to them about some things that they need to do, which is definitely trusting the Lord and not looking at the grass that's greener on the other side, they think, because yeah. the water bill will be higher. In fact, I saw something the other day when I was coming to work. There was a little black calf who had his head clear under the barbed wire, getting that grass on the outside. And I thought, that calf doesn't know when he pulls his head back through there, he's probably going to have a scrape from that barbed wire. He hadn't thought about that. He's just looking at that grass. And the Lord just laid that on my heart. That's what we do sometimes. We look at the other things around us, and we think, oh, man, that'd be great. When really right here is all we need. God gave us this. He gave us this to use and to trust Him with, and He trusted us with this and with it. And we need to just take care of that and do that, and not be looking off to other things. Ask Him to guide us. Ask Him for wisdom. And it's just like I was talking about calling Tina. You know, the Lord had laid Tina on my heart, and so I called her and asked her to be praying about this. Well, it's just what she'd been thinking about. Praise God, Amen. He is so good. I mean, we just can't say it enough. God is so good, and He has a plan, and it's better than ours.
Amen.
You know, just it's hard to wrap your brain around sometimes. And the enemy doesn't want you to wrap your brain around it. No, he wants you to believe all this other junk, not what God has for you, not the good stuff. And I think about an example that Pastor Dwight used a time or two about someone who went on a cruise and nearly starved to death because he didn't know the food was there for him. But he didn't go eat it because he didn't know it was part of the deal. God has everything planned for us. It's already there. And Monica made a good point a while ago. You order something online, you pay for it, it's yours. You just haven't got it yet. That's the way God is. He's got it for us in His time.
Amen. He sure does. So I just hope this word today has been encouraging for all that listen to it and come across it this week. You know, just continuing to believe. You know, every choice that we wake up, we have a decision. Are we going to, continue to live where we were yesterday, or are we going to receive what the Lord has for us that day in that moment? Mm-hmm. So it's a decision. You know, today is the day.
Today is the day of salvation. That's right. Great lesson that you brought us today, Chasten. If you missed any part of this, go back and listen to it. It'll be posted in just seconds after we get finished. Also, we will put it on our Facebook or put it on our website, therockchristianmusic.com, if we don't have an issue there. So if you have a friend that doesn't have Facebook, you can send them there, or just take your iPad or your cell phone over to their house and share this message today that Chasten has brought us. Oh, Monica has another word to throw in.
Oh, I was just going to ask Chasten Music before we sign off, would you please share your church, the location, and the times of services, sir?
Thank you, Monica.
Absolutely. It's Gateway Church, 4227 West 3rd Street here in Elk City. It's just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. And our service time, Sunday morning, Christian education, 9:45, morning worship at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6 p.m., and then Wednesday nights at 7.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Monica, for reminding me for sharing that, because we have started. We started doing that. I said, we promote these churches on here, and we don't ever ask the pastor that's here to tell what they do. So we started doing that. From me, Neva, from Tina, from Monica, from Chasten, have a blessed day, and we will see you back in here tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.